We are the light of the world, and God commands us to uphold justice, to be light in darkness, and to preserve the culture round about us from spoil and decay. It's actually a command of God that Christians not only preach the good news of salvation and redemption, but that Christians are the ones that stand as the salt and the light and the force to preserve justice in the world.
Christ died for your sins, rose again on the third day, and if you repent and trust in Him, God will forgive your sins. At the moment, you're like a man on the edge of a plane, 10,000 feet up, and he's going to flap his arms to save himself. It's not going to work. He needs to trust the parachute. And at the moment, you say, I'm a good person, I'll be fine on judgment day. No, you won't. You're not good. You're like the rest of us. Trust in Jesus Christ alone. Transfer your trust from yourself to the Savior.
I will.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Do you have a Bible at home?
Yes.
Now, you're not laughing at me anymore. Is that because you're thinking seriously about this?
Yes.
And I want to say that so much of what's wrong around us is because we've failed to be salt and light to the culture, and that is our task. One Christian before said something that stuck with me, and I'll never forget it. He says this: the culture around you is the report card of the church. The culture around you is the report card of the church. How are you doing?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
All right, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Solomon's Porch. This is going to be a new podcast episode that I am creating here. I am the youth pastor here, part of Remnant Youth Ministries here in Sibley, Iowa. I'm Josh Lucas, and I'm just so happy and excited to be able to do this. I started this podcast a few years ago, but slowly it just started turning into something that I wanted to do for the youth group students, and even for the parents as well. So that's what we're going to do with this. This is now turning into just a simple podcast for students, for parents, I mean, really anyone listening, but we're going to be talking about a lot of different topics as it relates to our faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about different things that we are talking about in youth group, going more in depth with different things, and also just maybe talking about discipleship at home and different things of that nature. But I want to encourage every listener that is listening to this that you subscribe to this today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to it now, because we will also have announcements about our ministry here. We're also going to have important information just about different signups or about different things that we are doing with Remnant Youth Ministries, different things of that nature. So please make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, that you would put a like on the podcast, and that you share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with coworkers, all across the board. We're just excited for this. I'm excited for this. It's been in the works, but now we are done with the preparation, and we are ready to stream it out. So that's what we're doing. And we are very excited for this new journey. So let's get right into this. So why are we doing this? Why are we doing this podcast episode and not episode, but why are we doing this podcast overall? Well, it's very simple. It's important for us as disciples of Jesus Christ that we continue to learn and that we continue to study. Being a Christian is a lot more than just attending youth group on Wednesday nights or attending worship on Sunday mornings. It's a lot more than just putting your offering in the offering plate on that Sunday morning or praying some prayers on Wednesday night or singing worship or whatever. It's a lot more that goes into your faith than just that. And really what we learn from this is 2 Timothy 2:15, which says this: do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So the context of this is that the Apostle Paul is talking to his student Timothy, who is now about to take on a new church, and he is guiding him to show him what it takes to actually be a leader in the church and to be a teacher of the church. However, the universal context and principle of this text is to tell us and to reveal to us that as disciples, we are too ones that are rightly handling the word of truth, and that we're handling the word of God correctly. And this can be a very difficult task because there are some things in the Bible that are either controversial, they're hard to hear, and they may be a little bit confusing at times. And so that's why it's important for us to do Bible study, to take it seriously, and to devote time and effort to do that. So that's one of the main reasons for this podcast, but also for the parents. I'm a parent myself. I understand the stresses. I understand the difficulties that arise when you are raising children. And the one truth that we have to understand as parents is that it is not the church's job to disciple my children. It is not the church's job to disciple and to teach my children ultimately and single-handedly. It's my job. It's my job as the parent. It's my call. It's my command from God to disciple my children, to teach my children, and to guide my children. But the church instructs and equips you for that. So that's what this is all about too. This is the equipping part of the position that I hold here with Remnant Youth Ministries. So please make sure that that you are taking this seriously just as much as the students are. And no matter what the topic is, this is universal for everyone to hear. This is not just because we're talking about peer pressure in high school doesn't mean that it doesn't pertain to the 45-year-old mother or father at work. Just because we're talking about disciplining your children does not mean that that the 16-year-old high schooler or the 13-year-old middle schooler doesn't need to listen to this because they don't discipline children. No, it is important for you to understand this because it give you a couple of things. One, for students, it'll help you when you yourself become a parent. And two, it'll help you to realize that your parents are not being jerks. If they are doing it correctly, if they are doing it the way that the Bible instructs discipline to happen, they're doing it out of love, they're doing it out of care for you, care for your body, care for your soul, care for your life, ultimately. And so that's why it's important to subscribe and to listen to these podcast episodes, because we are going to be talking about the hard truths. We are going to be talking about the difficult things that come with life, that come with being a Christian, and especially as we enter into the new days of being in a new election. Leadership is about to change. There's a lot of scary things that come with that. But we're going to talk about that. And there's going to be different perspectives that are set on here that you probably never really even thought of. But just realize that if there's a perspective here that you don't necessarily agree with, it's okay to disagree. It's okay to say, well, I don't think that way. I think this way. And don't just immediately write it off. Listen to it. Pray about it. Consider it. That's how we grow, is that we listen and we respond, or we discern, then we respond. A lot of the times we tend to just listen, respond, and then discern later. Well, if you respond rashly and harshly, and you do it too quickly, well, then you probably made a mistake, and you missed something. So that's what we don't want you to do. We don't want you to listen and respond too quickly. We want you to listen, discern, pray, and then respond. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit is the helper. He is the interpreter. He helps us to interpret and to discern the truth. We also have God's Word. So while you're listening to this podcast and while you're listening to the things that are talked about here, open your Bibles. Go to the scripture passages that we're going to quote and that we are going to tell you about. Read it. Test it. Do those things that we are called to do. We're called by God in Scripture to test all the spirits, which means to test all the things that you hear from individuals that are doing the teaching. So please do that. That's what I want to see happen. Is I want to have discussions. I want to have dialogues with parents and with students about different things that are happening in their life. So that's why we're doing this. That's the podcast. That's what we're going to be doing. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope that you enjoy all the content that's going to come out from this. But please make sure to subscribe and like the channel. But let's get into the topic of discussion for today. So the topic of discussion for today is to really start by explaining what is remnant. Why do we call ourselves remnant? And it's really very simple. Because when I first moved here to Sibley, and I first heard the term remnant, I didn't really understand it because I didn't really hear it before. And I've heard it in different movies, or I've heard it in different shows and stuff like that, but I never really heard of it from a Christian perspective. And it's really quite interesting, because once you look at Scripture and you see what Scripture says about it, you really start to see that it makes sense and why Christian groups are calling themselves remnant. But youth group here, the youth ministries page here is called Remnant Youth Ministries. And we get it from Romans chapter 11, starting in verse 1 here, the words of the true and living God. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. So this is why we call ourselves the remnant. Because what is the remnant? Well, remnant is essentially, as the dictionary puts it, simply paraphrased, it's a small group left over from something, basically. And so when the scriptures say that there is a remnant that God has saved or is chosen or anything like that, what he's essentially talking about is he's talking about the ultimate exile, the wiping out of the Israelites, the wars that have taken place, and a lot of Israelites have died, and persecution has taken place on the Israelites, and the Israelites are starting to lose faith because they think that God's judgment and God's wrath has come upon the Israelites. But God told Israel, no, I have not given up on you. Because there is a remnant, there is a small group of faithful followers of me that are still there. That is your sign that I have not given up on you. So what is the remnant? The remnant is the small group that is a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. We are the sign that God has not given up on his people, that God is still with us, and God is still going to work through this place and through this time. And so we want to strive to be that remnant. We want to strive to continue to be that sign of hope, to be that sign of grace and mercy upon the nation. So when things get tough in the world, we know that God has not given up on his people because the remnant is here. The remnant is here. The church is here. And not just the evangelical modern church that just goes through the motions, does X, Y, and Z, but the faithful, true disciples of Jesus Christ, the true church that wants to go out, that wants to preach the gospel, that wants to reach the lost, that wants to take care of the poor, that wants to fight against oppression, true injustice, all these different things. The true church that wants to see the church thrive and wants to see the culture thrive through the church. That is what the remnant is, and that is what we want to do as a group, and that's what we do with our youth group. Our youth group and our mission for youth ministry is to train up disciples, to train up followers of Jesus Christ to not only come to Christ and to stay in Christ, but to grow in Christ and to go out into the world and to preach his gospel message and to be ready for the craziness that is coming with this world and that is here with this world. But maybe they don't experience it yet. Maybe right now you're just sitting in this great big bubble and you feel like, well, nothing has really happened. I don't really face a whole lot of issues. And that's good because you're a kid, you're a student. You need to be a kid. You need to be a child. You need to have a childhood. You need to have adolescence. You need to have a teenage life. And you need to have that innocence upon you. But there's going to come a time where you're going to leave that bubble. You're going to leave that nest. And that's what we're preparing you for. That's what we want you to know. And that's what we want you to be ready for. So that is what we're doing here with Remnant Youth Ministries, is we are preparing disciples. We are training up faithful, great disciples in Jesus Christ. So trust in the remnant, brothers and sisters. Trust that God has not given up on his people. God has not given up, and his wrath is not upon this ultimate nation yet. There's still that remnant. There is still hope. There is still grace, mercy for this nation. But we need to preach the gospel. We need to reach the lost. We need to do the hard things that nobody else wants to do, because that is what God is calling us to do. We need to be the remnant chosen by grace, because that is what our world needs. The world needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that is the first episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully that you got something out of this. If you have any questions about it, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to talk to you about it. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, social media platforms. Please make sure to go and like the Instagram page, Remnant Youth Ministries 116. That is our official name. And we would love to speak with you. Also, for those that are in Sibley, we have a parent and student information meeting happening next week, Wednesday, October 16th, 6:30 to 7:30 for middle school, 7:30 to 8:30 for high school. We're going to meet in the fellowship hall at First Reformed Church in Sibley. If you need the address or need more information about that, please come and see me. But we're going to be talking about our summer trips this coming summer. So we're hopefully going to see you there. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to like and follow the page on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. I'd love to get to know you and see you more. And don't forget, last thing, Remnant meets every Wednesday night here at First Reformed Church. 6:30 to 7:30 is middle school. 7:30 to 8:30 is high school. We'd love to see you there. As always, be safe and make good choices. God bless all of you.